Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. So we have today Patty, and we're going to be sharing with you guys an episode on juggling with life. So, you know, all of us, one thing we all share in common is that there is 24 hours in one day. Yeah. And a lot of us have many things going on. Some of you here are parents. Maybe you have a job. Maybe you're a father. You're listening to us as you're driving to work. You have a wife. You have 30 kids waiting for you at your house. Maybe you're a mother, and perhaps you don't have a job, but you know, it's like you have 10 jobs because of that one child you have, and your husband. Or you're on your way to school, you're a student, you're taking 5 classes, you're doing your internship, you're trying to survive, you're trying to juggle, like, whether I sleep, I go to the gym, I eat, or I do my homework, you know, you're stuck. I was there, guys. Thank God I graduated 2 years ago. Yeah. But, you know, we have, you know, right here, I have Patty Valenzuela, which she's going to teach us how to balance these things, because, you know, I've seen, Patty, you know, all these people that are trying to balance out their lives.
Yes.
There's so many things. And one thing, the reason why, you know, this thing came.
Yes.
This thing came to me was that there's so many people trying to balance, but they end up frustrated. They end up, you know, angry, agitated. They're just, you know, angry. And I see I know you have a relationship with God. You know, you can feel the presence of God when, you know, when we're around you. You're a wife. You're a mother of 2 daughters, you know, and each daughter, I'm sure they all have different seasons, you know, where sometimes, you know, you gotta pay attention to one, and then the other one's in school. You're pastoring for 4 churches.
Yeah.
One in Australia, one in Mexico, one in Albuquerque, one in here in El Paso.
Yes.
You have ministry, podcasts, YouTube, intercessors, media. You just wrote your book. You're working on your second book. The new building.
Traveling.
You're discipling. You're constantly pouring out your heart to all of the, you know, your churches. So, but one thing I've never seen you do, it's like fail at something or where you're complaining. You know, you're able to be effective. So can you please share with each one of us, like, how do you juggle with life? How do you maintain that balance? Because I'm sure, as you're hearing, you're dying just like I am. Like, how in the world are you doing this?
That's a good question, because we only have X amount of hours, as you said. And I think I don't have all the answers, but I can share and shed some light and give you some knowledge. Perhaps you're listening and you're just trying to make dinner for the family. And so I, as you said, I'm a mom, I'm a pastor. I have to preach 3 times. You know, I'm the main preacher. And so I preach 3 times, 4 times, sometimes out of the week. And I exercise too.
Oh, yes.
So I always look at areas in my life, and it is a juggling act. And so there is a way to do it. And it's not difficult. It's not rocket science, but it will help you. And I hope I shed some light. And I find 2 Samuel chapter 19. I'll go into it in just a little while. But I think that sometimes you have to look at your life from this standpoint. You can't, and I'll say this, and this might help somebody who's maybe listening. Whatever stage you're in, whether you are an adult, grown adult, young person, you're trying to juggle a job, 5 jobs, you know, just trying to get to school or get out of school or pay for school. But you never let things suffer, Cynthia. You just never let things suffer for too long. And so you have to look at your life from that standpoint. What requires your attention? What doesn't require your attention? So I'll start out by saying there. Now the challenge, because most people stay in an area and they live in an area of and they live in extremes. So see, most people will live their lives this way. They're either, think of your life on the opposite ends, way to the right, way, where, you know, and all the way to the left. And so we live in these extremes. We go, okay, we start to feed a problem, you know. You have a problem in your life and you put most of your energy, most of the things that you do, it's spent on that problem. That's where most people live. Or you live on the opposite end of that. And let's say you're doing really good in school, and so you focus most of your life on just school. So then everything else in your life starts to falter. Your relationship with God starts to falter. All of a sudden, the family doesn't have you. All of a sudden, you're not spending time with your family. And so that's not where we live. We are not called to live way on the far right and way in the far left. We are called, the results are going to be given to you when you're somewhere in the middle. So it's not spending 3 hours, 5 hours with perhaps somebody that's, you know, one person on the right, you know, way in the far end. And you're just like, oh, this person's not doing well. I don't live my life like that as a pastor. I don't spend 3-4 hours with one person who's just having a problem. And then, you know, living on the opposite end and just dealing with all the issues that I'm I live in the middle. And so my time is spent. See, there's something that you have to value, and that's your time, because you can never get your time back. So you have to invest your time wisely. Most people spend their life watering weeds. And so you can't water the weeds. You have to look at your life where, what is priority? What is not priority? What is going to work for you? What is going to bring you the best results? Case in point, you could be a really good musician. Maybe you're listening to me and you play some of the best songs, and man, you just can play this song like with your eyes closed and it feels good, and you just can play it like nobody else can play it. And so what you need to do is maybe not play that song. Now you need to start working on things that sound horrible. And so don't go in the opposite ends either. Stay in the middle. What do I mean by that? Look at your priorities. Look at the tendencies, where you spend a lot of time. And most time, we spend our time where we are very comfortable, or we spend a lot of time where problems are. And we think that those are priority. But see, something that we got to understand is, part of adult life and part of maturity is called prioritization. You have to prioritize your life. If you're never going to succeed in any, let me just say this, and I said this, and I've said it to my discipleship, because this is so key. You are never going to succeed in every area of your life every single day. Never. Every day, there's going to be something that's going to require your attention. So here's my life. It's home, you know, all these areas, family. So the area of attention, you can't stay in one area for too long. I can't sit there and have family time 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can't. Like for me, there's going to be writing a book. Okay, so I'm writing a book. That means that I have to take my attention from something for a time. And so the way I juggle it is, I have to give whatever I'm going to take my attention off of. I've got to be able to create enough momentum where we can picture our life like this. Picture it like this. If you have a, get this mental picture. Let's say you've got a ball rolling. Okay, you're rolling the ball. So all of the areas of your life is rolling a ball. So you've got being a mom, you're rolling the ball. Being a pastor, I'm going to just use me as an example. I'm a pastor. I roll the ball. I roll the ball in Australia. I roll the ball in New Mexico. I roll the ball in Juarez. I roll the ball here. I roll the ball in my discipleship. I roll the ball with worship team. I roll the ball with, you know, all these areas. I roll the ball with my family. Well, that ball sometimes will start to slow down. It starts to lose its momentum. And so what I've got to do is I've got to spin it again. So that will require my attention. So it's really looking at your life in that way. What is slowing down? If maybe God, your relationship with God is slowing down, oh, that's something that you just can never, ever let slow down, because that's the key to everything. So your relationship with God has got to constantly be spinning. And so you got to look at your life, whether it be whatever it is in your life, you've got to make sure that everything gets enough momentum. So if I'm writing a book, I'm going to have to take my attention off of something. So I have to hope and pray that I picked up enough momentum, let's say to the church in Juarez, and I've got the ball rolling there. So I've got some pastors in place, and they're helping me get the ball rolling. So now I'm writing a book, but then I'm going to have to come back to that. And so it's knowing how to juggle areas of your life. And when you see something slowing down, then you got to go and spin it again. And if you live your life in the middle, you won't spend too much on the opposite ends. And then all of a sudden, things start to falter. So part of growing up and maturing is really prioritizing. You know, prioritize your life. What's important today? Every day to me is my relationship with God. And so if you're not, and this is so key to Cynthia, because there's a scripture, and I was reading and I was studying, and it was found in 2 Samuel chapter 19, and it happened to David. And David was going through a really hard time. He had just lost his son. He cries and he cries and he cries, and he's just crying. He won't stop crying that his own army is faltering. And so Joab, his wonderful key guy, Joab comes up to him, and Joab's like, David, you better get your act together. I mean, you're his right-hand man, his armor bearer, if you will. But he's just this right-hand soldier. And he tells him, David, get your act together. David, get yourself back in the game. In other words, what was happening to David is the trial, the affliction, that problem, it got the better of him. It sucked the life out of him. And so if you're not careful, you can't put too much attention to your problems, because it's going to suck the life out of you. You've got to live in the middle, that you've got to believe that God is going to fix that. So this happens to David. And so now David, mind you, he finds himself, and he's just like going through the motions, because you got to be really careful that I can't be half-hearted as a mom. I can't be half-hearted as, I've got to guard my soul. And that's so key. That's why your relationship with God is so key. You got to guard your soul, because if you're not careful, then you're going to be do things half-hearted. You're going to be half-hearted. You're going through the motions. You're doing it, but you're doing it from a distance. And so you're no longer maybe investing in that area. In other words, you're emotionally distant. I always watch that. I cannot pastor a church half-hearted. I cannot pastor a ministry or pastor people emotionally distant. I can be there and be emotionally distant. Well, that happened to David. I can be there, but be spiritually distant. Yeah. And if you're not there emotionally, if you're not there passionately, then listen, you're like David. And so emotionally, David was there. He was back in Jerusalem, but he wasn't in the right place. And so if you look at and you study the gates of Jerusalem, there's an outer wall and there's an inner wall. And in the outer wall, you can see the outer wall, but there was a space between the two. The inner wall, it was like the extra defense, if you will. So if you look at David, you apply the life of David. He was. This will apply to anybody, because the outer wall, I mean, everybody has it. You know, it's everybody can see. It's what everybody sees. It's like your social media. Everybody can see that. But we also have an inner wall, and we have to look at ourselves. That's your defense. That's important. That's like your defense mechanism. And so there was a space between the gates of Jerusalem. Well, David wasn't in the gates. That's what made Joab mad. And he's looking at David. David left his place because he was in pain. And so his pain became so great that his priorities fell apart. And so you have to watch your life. And listen, Cynthia, you know me. I go through situations that are so painful, but I cannot let the pain cause me to be so emotionally void of giving something my complete and utmost attention, being emotionally completely there, where I'm not just there physically, because I could be there preaching and I'm like preaching to the church, but be void of the passion. And so David, he wasn't there. Joab gets so upset at him, and he tells him, if you don't get back here, David, you're about to lose everything that God has given you. And if we're not careful, we start to lose the family. We start to lose things. And so he tells him, get back over here, because you're about to lose everything that you have worked hard for. See, I don't want to lose anything that God has given me. And so I live in the middle, and I look at everything. What requires my attention at this place? And you're right. Sometimes my girls require, one girl requires more attention than the other, you know? And so here's how you check what's happening between the gates, you know? I mean, here's really important. Okay, this is so key. So if you can get this, those of you that are listening, this is how you'll know. Check your life, every area of your life. Check it. Are you saying, I get to do this? I get to be a pastor. I get to be a mom. I get to spend time with my family. Or do you say, I got to? Because if you say, I got to, when you should be saying, I get to, then you have a gap in the gates like David did. Because when you say, I got to do this, I got to get to prayer, I got to go to church, we don't got to. Mm-hmm. You get to. And so that's why your relationship with God is so key, because when, as you live in the middle, then you say, man, I get to preach. Imagine if I stood up there and I got to go preach. No, I get to do this podcast. I get to get people to listen to the voice, to my voice, and hopefully shed some kind of light that will just spark something in your spirit and make me maybe perhaps transform your life or change the direction of where you're headed. And so when you start thinking things, think about every area of your life. I got to go to church. I got to go and do ministry. You got a gap. What's going on? You need to ask yourself, am I there, but I'm emotionally not there? I'm distant emotionally. I'm going through the motions. I always check myself, Cynthia, that I don't do that, because then you start to do the bare minimum, and that's not gratitude. So I look at my life from that standpoint. I'm like, I am so grateful to God that I get to do ministry. I'm so grateful to God that he's given me the gifting to be able to open up churches. You know, my dad, I came from that lineage. My father was just a crazy church planner. He planted churches everywhere. And so I get to do that. I you know, it's, what a privilege to be able to do that. So I'm not, the day that I start going, oh, I got to do this, then it's like, whoa, check your gratitude. You got to check your gratitude gauge. That happened to David. And you can read it actually in 2 Samuel chapter 19.
That's awesome. And, you know, it reminded me of, there was once that I was speaking to this person and they, you know, God started really, and you know, before I talk about this story, I just want to make it clear that God wants to prosper you. You know, that's the will of God for your life. God wants, you know, your family to be saved. God wants you to be prosperous in every area of your life. But there was this one person that I was ministering. Well, I still ministered that person. She's awesome, and she's good now. But there was a time where, you know, she, in her business, she started doing very well, but she got very consumed with that business, that she started neglecting her relationship with God, her relationship with her family, and because of that, it was kind of like David, where he just was just focused on that problem. But with her, she was just focused on you know, on I gotta do this, that all of a sudden she became frustrated. She became very agitated. She, you know, you could tell. I would be like, hey girl, are you okay? And yeah, when she started opening up to me, she's like, oh, you know what? I became very consumed by this. And it reminded me of that scripture, you know, to first seek the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And everything else will be added on to you. And when she started, you know, first she said, That is right. You know, I neglected my relationship with God. I neglected these things. I wasn't spinning the other, you know, the other wheels. Yeah. And when she started doing that again, it was like this sudden grace came upon her, you
That's
know,
it.
And she was able to do everything well. And like I said, no, God is not, you know, where it's like, oh, just pray 24 hours, you know, and stay away from everyone. No, God, you know, it's balance.
Yes.
So I love that, what you were saying. So if you're listening, don't be afraid that, oh my gosh, I'm doing this. No, I mean, have balance. Have, you know, wake up early, pray, and be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. Go back to gratitude. So if you're listening to us and you say, if you're able to recognize right now an area in your life that perhaps you've been, that you've been struggling with, you know, we just want to encourage you guys to just see what wheel has stopped,
yeah.
See what wheel has, you know, what wheel you have neglected, and begin to, you know, how can you tell somebody to just, you know, get at it? How can they spin it? How can they?
I think sometimes to get anything started and moving is hard. It's like going through mud. And so I think you have to evaluate it. And maybe it's a marriage that you got to work at, or maybe it's a family, or maybe it's your relationship with God. To spin it, you got to start doing it. And first of all, you got to go back to gratitude. And so you can command yourself to be grateful. You can command it. The Bible says we can command ourselves to be grateful. So you can actually command yourself, like, I am grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you that I get to pray. Thank you that I get to serve you. Thank you, God, that I get to do this. And so you can actually do that. Now start doing it. whether it's an hour, 2 hours, spending time with maybe a child or whatever that is for you, whatever that means for you. If you say, well, I'm not putting attention to this area, studying, well, then you need to start doing that. And maybe small increments. Maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't pray. Okay, well, then start somewhere. Start 30 minutes. Make yourself an appointment every single day in the morning. I'm going to pray for 30 minutes. I'm going to put the clock up for 45 minutes. And then start stretching yourself an hour, you know, an hour and a half, and just spending that time with God. So get it going. Start moving the ball. When you push it at first, it just feels like, oh, this is too hard. But once you get the momentum going, then now you can just go, okay, now I can focus on this next thing and focus on this next thing. And you're right. You know, it's so funny. It's like we get amnesia. The very job that we prayed for, and now we put God aside. God gives it to us, blesses us, and we put it aside. You know, we're all called to work in the kingdom of God. And somebody might say, well, no, I'm not going to work in the church because my family is priority and I'm not going to lose my family. No, you said it. First, seek the kingdom and everything else. Whatever you can do at your place. You know, I know some people go to job, they have a job and they go to work and they have to go in at 3 a.m. That would mean for them to wake up at 2 a.m. You know, whatever works for you, you know your schedule, you know your life. I mean, it's not like we can put you in a box, but don't neglect things. Don't neglect anything in your life, because remember, we are stewards of everything that God has given us. We are stewards. We get to take care of what's really His. And then going back to that gratitude. And so, yes, I just want to encourage you, go back to seek God again. That's got to be number one.
We want to thank you for joining us. And we also want to encourage you guys, if this podcast have been encouraging us, please give us a like, give us a 5-star review, leave us a comment. We want to know what God has been doing, you know, in your lives. Come share it with one of your family members, share it with one of your friends. We want to hear from you. Where are you hearing us from? If you have any questions, we're actually working on an email where you can send out your questions, anything. We want to hear from all of you guys. And also, you can follow us at Ignite Movement. Also, we have an Instagram, which is Patty A. Valenzuela. We also have the Ignite Movement and the Ignite Movement Youth. So thank you for joining us, and we will have more awesome topics, so stay tuned.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook, and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.